Good afternoon and welcome to Awakened Wellness. Marie is here and myself, Jocelyn, and this is part two. Awakened Wellness is all about where self-discovery meets purposeful, lasting change, something that we all need but don't understand. Today's show is going to be food for thought. And I was kind of hoping we'd have some samples, but not today.
No, it's not even about
food.
Oh, darn.
Nope. So what are we talking about today, Ms. Marie?
Well, we're going to do recaps first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Let's recap because, they have been coming fast and furious and they're fabulous questions and comments.
Tell me that that's part of the best part of the show.
Nice.
Because that's they said feedback. It makes them realize that it's okay that they feel the way they feel. And they like the fact that I'm not doing just happy moments.
Boy.
That we are human.
We are, yes.
Okay. So this one was from the Integrative Medicine Show.
Okay.
This person had to have a procedure and was on a lot of supplements. They told her to stop taking them a week before, but her alternative practitioner said it was fine.
Oh.
So who was right? She stopped, but she didn't know what to do. And I said, that's a great question. I said, your answer is, why do they want you to stop taking them?
Mm-hmm.
You need to ask that question. Because the reason why they want you to stop taking them is because they don't know what will interact with the meds that they're using on you.
Correct.
So they have a valid reason for asking because they have seen interactions with the meds.
Mm-hmm.
So because supplements are very strong and some of them are drugs.
Correct.
And they don't know them all to know yours is doing this or that. So they just do
safer
a cold.
Safer to say stop for the week or two
yeah,
before.
Yeah, where people get mad and think they shouldn't have to, but it's for your safety.
It is. It actually
So you
is.
Should ask why they're asking mm-hmm. and not just accept they tell me to stop.
Well, a lot of them, I had a couple surgeries and they have a list and they say, you know, bleeding, this.
Yeah.
So there is a list and they should give it to you.
I mean, just the biggest weakness I see right now is they don't explain anything to people. They just tell them.
Mm-hmm.
But you get to ask why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you're the patient, so you should ask
so
why.
So ask why. Don't leave all frustrated. I don't know what to do. Just mm-hmm. ask why. Yeah. So this person was taking a supplement for osteoporosis and was assured it would build bone, but her test showed it did not. And she wants to know why it's working. And I have a client who's been consistently doing my Posture for Life and taking a supplement and weight training and is even on a chemo med that degrades her bone and has built bone, and she's 74.
Oh.
So it's not about the supplement.
Mm-hmm. It's about what you're doing with
it. It's a whole big picture again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you think because I'm doing this one thing, it's going to yield an outcome.
Okay.
Healing comes in a full package.
You need the full circle.
You need the full circle.
Okay.
She didn't like that answer.
Unfortunately. And it's also, you know, age appropriate as well, that you have to be doing certain things to compensate as you get older and muscles weaken, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a process.
I thought that the 74-year-old that actually built bone was really cool. Because that doesn't happen. Usually you maintain it, but you don't start building on it. And she has.
She really has.
Wow. Yeah, she's very self-disciplined. Her nutrition's solid. She's faithful with the Posture for Life. And why I like that is that realigns the body so you hit those muscles right on point.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you can get better effect out of your workouts.
Well, and that's going to be supporting to the whole skeletal system.
Yes.
Instead of abusing it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last one is, someone said to me, yep, my health is on autopilot, like that other guy said. Now I know it is. Thanks a lot.
Oh boy, I was blissful before and now I'm awake and I might have to do something about it.
Yeah. So I thought that was funny.
But hey, that was a first step.
Yeah.
That was a pretty big step.
It was a big step.
Mm.
And I laugh at those too, because they come in my office or they'll email me and say, hey, I didn't want to know that.
Sorry, don't watch.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not the person you want to come visit then.
Exactly. And it's just them bringing awareness to themselves mm-hmm. too.
Well, it's not.
They're not doing it in a malicious way. Mm-mm. It's them saying, oh my God, I get it. And I don't like it.
Yeah. And now I have to do something about it, or I even have to think about it.
Yeah, I like
That's
it.
That's what life is. But
all right, food for thought. It's just stuff I want you to think about. That's all. I had an experience with my own primary care this week. I don't know him very well. I've only seen him a few times. But it was very upsetting to see the state of medicine mm-hmm. as it is. There was no gray in the appointment whatsoever. There was no opening to other things. It was very black and white down the road. And then I had someone else tell me that they're a functional medicine doctor and they're in a practice. And some of the younger docs in their 30s are frustrated because everybody keeps coming in and asking for a root cause. And they're not trained to do that. They're trained to look at the problem, give them something and be done with it, or right. give them a test or send
Band-aid.
Them off. But these people want them to dig deeper and they don't know how to dig deeper. Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating them.
The doctors.
Yeah.
Especially
the newer ones. But you got to think about how these people, like these kids and these doctors, they're of the generation where these kids are coming out doing computer programming without any training. So they're in a more analytical mind than ever, where mainstream society is becoming into a more gray mind. So the two worlds are clashing a little bit. So my food for thought for you is, what are you looking for? So make sure when you're sitting in front of somebody, you're getting what you need.
Right. And that whole writing down your questions has a little more validity at this point, because it's not just, hey, I want this answer, this answer. It's, what are you actually looking for?
Right.
It may be leading to a little bit deeper question that you might
have. But you're going to see them shutting you down a lot because of their limitations with insurances
and time
and knowledge, because primary cares are pretty crippled now.
Yeah,
they don't do a lot.
Well, it's interesting that you brought that up. My brother, who lives in California, he needed to see his PCP, and they're booking out 7 or 8 months.
Yeah,
and he has a health condition that 7-8 months is
it's a long time.
7 hours or seven days.
I hear
days
stories
could
like
be death.
That all the time.
Could be death.
Yeah.
And so he got hold of the PCP on the telephone, and he's like, "Well, just go to the emergency room. Just go to the emergency room."
That's what they tell you.
And you know, that's where you need to go. Well, no. Could you just give me the referral? You've known me forever. Could I just have the referral to the specialist who took care of me 2 months ago? And we'll be, you know, let's not waste any time. Appointment, you can see people you need to see. And it was like, no. He was flabbergasted at the abrupt change. No, I won't do that. You have to do.
Because they're being restricted
Correct.
So much. And it's not that they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to protect yourself.
Correct.
And just get to know yourself better. So when you're sitting in front of them, you can get what you need. Yeah.
Valid point.
Yeah. And that's why I think connecting inward and getting to know our body within and practicing awakened wellness is really going to be a future thing for everybody because of where we're at.
Okay.
So just food for thought. Throw these questions out to yourself when you're doing your practice. If you're doing your meditation practice and asking to see what you need to see every day, ask yourself, what do I think my body's going to be like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and 20 years from now? Where I'm at right now, what is the evolution of what's going to happen? And do you need to make different choices to get what you want it to be in five, 10, or 20 years? Because nobody thinks long term, they just keep going through the motions.
Right, today and tomorrow.
Yeah. I didn't eat that today, so I must be all set. Or I spent 3 weeks doing this, so I must be good. You know, I'm doing my cardio 3 days a week, so I'm all set. But can you get out of the chair? Are the stairs hard?
Right.
Is your back
What is your recovery
you?
Time?
Yeah, yeah. Are your blood sugars whacked?
Yep.
Yeah. Is your sleep good? Are your stress levels high? Just because you're walking 3 days a week. So just kind of play with it a little bit and see. Pay attention to yourself during the day and see where you're really at versus what you think you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. And just ask yourself a lot of questions. Emotionally, ask yourself, do you believe you can have an impact on your age in a more profound way? You know, I believe people, I have a lot of people that believe they're just going to have what their parents have. Do you think that's your destiny? You know, my mom had diverticulitis, so I'm going to have it. You know, my dad has heart disease, so I'm destined to have heart disease. It's an easy way to not have to deal with it, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So what is your outlook on that, and how do you see that for yourself? Think about it. You know, just process these questions.
Well, it's
in your
certainly
head.
while you're laying there, sitting there. Well, why do I believe I'm automatically going to get that? What's telling me that? Let's think about it. Let's take all those. Let's snip all those little ties on you and sit there and say, well, am I really going to get it?
No. I had somebody say that to me the other day, and I said, you don't think you have an effect? Well, my neighbor ran every day, and he had a heart attack and died.
Okay, maybe he ran too much. Just saying. Sorry.
There's excuses everywhere for us to not look in the mirror. And again, he doesn't know that neighbor well enough to know his past history, his genetic history, his lifestyle besides the running, all that kind of stuff.
I mean, running is you have to be very careful when you run.
So the biggest one I want people to do, are you able to see yourself as you are?
I would venture to guess many people cannot.
They cannot. And if they did, they probably wouldn't stay where they're at. Mm-hmm. It's easier to just pretend it's not happening.
Well, I think we see that. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you look at some of the ads on television, they for different diseases and things and how you can fix it, and all of a sudden it's a three-ring circus, it's a Broadway show, and everybody's singing and dancing, and just take this pill or just do this. And so we're even being lulled into this false sense of, it's okay, just come take a pill. It's okay, just come get, you know, this. Because it's all going to be happy and smiley and a party. And I've been looking at that lately for the past couple of months, just saying, wow, that's just so, what's the word I want? It's just so fake. It's so theatrical. And again,
well, it's not
lulling
just that.
People into
it's
a sense of
everything, because we're all programmed to listen to ads and quick visits. You look at me, even when I was looking for myself on the last show, I was reading and going to all these seminars and following everybody verbatim, trying to find my answers. Mm-hmm. So we're all going to do it to some degree, but sooner or later, we got to take a step back and say, is this working for us?
Right.
And if not, where do we need to pull it apart and start on another path? Mm-hmm.
You know, or just cut that little piece out and go here and then add another piece.
I mean, I've seen people doing fad diets on and off for 20-something years. When does it stop? You know, I'm going back on Weight Watchers. Why? Because it worked. Well, if it worked, you wouldn't have to go back on it.
Right.
Right. So it didn't work. Right.
It's that roller coaster.
And every time you go on a fad diet and you lose those 20 pounds in a month, you lose a lot of muscle and bone, not fat. And then when you gain the weight back, now you had a higher fat percentage and less bone density and weaker muscle. The problem with doing that as well is your heart's a muscle.
Do you really want and you're eating away at the heart.
Yeah. So you're doing a lot of damage to your body on the yo-yo cycle. So sooner or later, you got to break the cycle, because you're going to say, I did everything right. My numbers were good when I went to the doctors.
Yeah. But how temporary was that?
And I have to say, what I'm learning more and more is these numbers aren't what they're cracked up to be. I had a guy come in and he said that he's been having numbness in the bottom of his feet, and it's neuropathy. Mm-hmm. And I said, you have diabetes in his family? And he's like, yeah. I go, well, what are your numbers? I had high blood sugar a couple times, but my A1C's perfect and my doctor said I'm fine. I go, but you have symptoms of diabetes. And we went through his whole eating habits and everything else. He goes, but my numbers are fine. I go, but you just told me your feet are numb and you're having a hard time walking on your feet. Mm-hmm. That is neuropathy.
So your numbers are fine, but you still have all the symptoms.
But he's still his, because they only check you once in a while. What's
Correct.
Happening in between those tests? We talked about that on another show.
Yes, we did.
You can't just take the tests,
and
clean
then say
yourself
it's okay,
up before.
Right.
So I looked at him and I said, it's your body. It's your choice. But, well, my wife's a baker.
And? Sorry, that's my answer.
So again, it's like, what are we doing? What are we? What do we really want for ourselves? And we're making these things more important and more valuable than
ourselves and our
that
bodies.
That we have to keep us healthy.
The things we do to justify.
Well, we have to, because we don't want to change. Because again, it goes back to that person with the blue zone. They can't stay consistent with their health choices because life has showed us a different way to live. And that's what life is. So you have to define, is that my life? And is that how I want to live? You can still be involved in social events and be with these people. You just don't have to do
make it the majority of your life. You don't have to make everything part of that. You can still have your life and that life, but you don't have to enmesh them so intensely together that there isn't any separation.
Right.
Boy, these are some pretty deep questions and thoughts here.
If you don't ask them, you're never going to change.
True.
Because we're all on autopilot.
It's true. Just,
The amount of heart disease, diabetes, and obesity in the United States
is astronomical.
Yeah, because we're all on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
And do we want to continue to be on autopilot with, I mean, it was one thing, even 20 years ago, the level of medicine and care you could get if you were on autopilot. What are you getting now?
Dramatically different.
Dramatically different. So if you're going down that road and you're 50, by the time you're ready for a nursing home, what kind of care is going to be there for you?
The way it looks and what I've heard right now, not much.
So what are we going to do about that?
So we need to be making changes in our lives now to make sure that when we hit that number or that time of your life, because it's not always the number, when you hit that time of your life, that that's a consideration, that you're not going to be totally fallen apart and totally reliant on somebody that either doesn't have the experience, the time, or the knowledge to be able to help you. It sort of becomes a giant room of sick
and
people.
And it's not your family's responsibility either.
Yeah.
I see that other end of the spectrum too, where you get so angry and so upset that your body's failing you, that you're mad at the world, and then the people that have to care for you go through hell.
Yeah.
And that's not cool either.
I did that for 10 years, so I totally understand that
one. Yeah.
And it's not good for you on top of everything else. So now you have two people that are not well.
Right. So another question is, does the medicine I use support my goals and what I'm looking for? Do you need to fine-tune that and make some changes? And what I mean by that is some people stick straight to that blood work.
Okay.
All right. So is it serving you to just stick to the blood work? Or mm-hmm. do you have to look in the mirror a little deeper? Do you have to maybe see a nutritionist to figure out your stuff if your feet are going numb? What do you need to do for your next steps?
Right.
Or do you just sit and ride it out and get frustrated and just keep eating anyway and just hope for the best?
Be oblivious, yeah. And just go to the doctor and be a good doobie, get the good test result, and then go, I was right, and continue on.
I mean, people don't realize how much we're manipulated between the Prime, Netflix, HBO, Cinemax, whatever it is now. You can sit in your couch for
hours,
weeks.
You can binge watch.
Yeah. Weeks, right? Yeah. And then the running joke when we go to the grocery store right now, because it's still January, is every aisle you turn, there's the Hostess cupcakes and ding-dongs and whatever.
Oh, yes, on the end caps.
Because they're losing money because everybody's on the health kick. So mm-hmm. they're going to manipulate you to not be on the health kick. So no matter which way you turn, somebody's trying to manipulate you. So mm-hmm. you have a choice sooner or later to say, I'm done with all that. I'm going to go inward. What do I need for me? And I'm only doing that. I'm not letting these things pull me.
Right. Is it a bad thing?
Except when you want a cool car, they can pull. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
There's some things that are really nice jewelry. So is there anything wrong with listening to your body and having cravings?
No.
Somebody
everything
had asked me
moderation.
That and I said,
everything
right.
in moderation, but we're not talking moderation here. We're talking total health profiles. I mean, if you want to have your cupcake after dinner, have your cupcake after dinner. Just don't. Mm-hmm. Eat a cupcake every day after
right,
dinner
after
and
dinner.
Every meal.
Correct.
Yeah. And if it's not a cupcake, it's a chocolate bar. If it's not this, it's that, because you've got a sweet every time you eat. Mm-hmm. I hear that all the time. I have to eat something sweet every right. time I finish a meal.
Or if you feel that if you're really listening to your body and it's like, I'm truly not hungry. That's not a bad thing either. It's not something you want to do all the time. But I find there's days when I'm just like, I don't know what I want to eat. I don't have a craving. I have no clue whether I want peanut butter or a steak, and I don't. So I wait till I'm actually hungry, or I wait till, you know what? I'd really like a salad, or gee, you know what? I'd
and
like a cheese
fine
sandwich.
If it has no effect on your health, that's perfectly fine. If you don't have blood sugar issues after, if it doesn't destroy your next day because you threw your energy levels off,
right.
if you're not trying to accomplish something with your workouts, if you know you're not on meds that you have to take to do it, it's perfectly fine because you're listening to your body.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take into account your situation
right.
and what you need for you. And if your three squares are that important because you have meds to take and you have...
Then do it.
And your metabolism right. needs to... Whatever. Yeah.
But that's the difference. You're different from me. I'm different from you.
There
We're
is
different
never
from this
a
gentleman.
One size fits
Right.
all. So you have to kind of go inward mm-hmm. and see. You have to.
Yep. But then there's also people that that need four tiny meals. So there's a whole range of what you can do, but you have to, like you said, look at the whole picture, figure out medically, figure out health-wise, exercise-wise, what actually works for you and what do you need to accomplish that
Right. I think for me, the saddest one I see with a lot of women is they can't make the changes because their family doesn't want them. So their health, they need to eat better. They need to eat different.
Oh, but they would have to cook two different meals?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
That's a huge one.
Wow.
That is a huge one. I can remember a few years back, there was this show, and it was on for a very short time, and it was a nutritionist that was going around to families to try to help the obesity with the kids, and the parents wouldn't change and put the vegetables on the table. So she bribed the parents with a trip to Florida, to Disney World, with the kids to get them to put the broccoli and the vegetables mm-hmm. on the plate so the kids could learn how to eat the vegetables. This is a true story. I'd seen it years ago. And everybody has their own special way of eating. Mm-hmm. And if it's all prepared foods or whatever it is, it's harder for that one person. I mean, I had to do it for years. And I got made fun of because I was eating rabbit food. I was eating this. I was eating that. Nobody would eat that in a million years. But I knew what I had to do. And I was in survival mode. So I didn't care what anybody thought.
Correct.
You know, I would eat with family members that were outside my house. And they thought I was being better than them because I was eating this and not eating their food. And mm-hmm. I was like, it's got nothing to do with you.
Correct. This is all about me.
And they
me
would try and, the guilt thing on me so bad because I wasn't eating their food and I thought I was better than them. Yep. And it had nothing, you know, and everybody has a story. So no matter where you go, you're going to be intimidated. Mm-hmm. Whether it's your own voice or
somebody else's
voice. You're going to be intimidated.
Well, there's a lot of times, oh, well, we're just going to dinner. We're going to go. No, sorry. I'd love to, or I'll go, but I don't want to hear any stuff about
exactly.
what I choose to eat. And I've had to lay that
Isn't
out.
Isn't it funny, though, that people make that an issue mm-hmm. for people, that you're not going with the flow because you won't eat the fried foods or whatever
right.
it is? I think that's amazing to me.
Yeah,
I can't
bullies eat it.
As grown-ups, yeah.
Yeah. And the kid, well, with my children, I just, you know, we had when I was a mom, I had the big old white tray for the high chair. And we had trees and we had baseballs and whatever we called the fruit and vegetables, everything. My kids tried it all. I didn't care. But I gave them everything and every choice. And I look back at some of my friends who, you're right, they what they ate, their kids ate, and there was never any variance
or change. It's hard because, especially now with how expensive it is.
I know.
It's hard.
Very
so
hard.
What I do is I meal prep vegetables. Mm-hmm. Like on Sunday.
Right.
So no matter what, if we're on the go, I've always got vegetables in there to add to my meal all the time.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Yeah, because you're not going to cook vegetables in the spot second if you're in a rush, and you're not going to have them
ready.
You're
not going to prepare them either.
Right.
Scrape them, cut them, peel them, whatever.
So just think ahead for yourself. And then
Doesn't
when
hurt.
They're eating their pasta, just have your little piece of it and then all the rest of it, vegetables, whatever you need to do. But
portions as
part.
Well. I mean, things are very expensive, so it just eat a smaller portion, but add more vegetables.
Yeah, so this
fruit.
Show is just kind of about brainstorming what you need to do for yourself, looking at it from all different angles, trying to find out what makes you tick and what you're buying into and not buying into, how you see your health as a whole. What do you want for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And what stands in the way? How do you undermine your own success? And how are you going to make it start working for you?
I think those are really good questions. They're very hard questions
for a lot of people.
They're very
hard questions. But I think the key to it is, do you want a different way of being? Are you happy with where you're at? Are you happy that you can get up, how you get up a flight of stairs? Are you happy how you get in and out of the chair? Are you happy with your brain clarity? Are you happy with your energy levels during the day? Are you happy with your stress levels during the day? Are you happy with your skin because it's got a good healthy glow because your nutrition's there? Are you happy with how you're aging? If not, ask yourself these questions. Because if you are, God love you. Keep going.
More power. Yeah, more
Keep
power
going.
To you. But if not, ask the questions.
Yeah.
Because only you can ask those questions.
Only you can ask those questions. And from where I sit, when you walk through Market Basket and there's a cart in every aisle.
Yeah.
And people leaning over carriages to try to hold themselves up.
Not a good situation.
No.
And
our healthcare is getting
this.
Burnt out, so we have to start stepping
we
up.
We have to pick up the pieces.
And for me, it's not just about the people that are already doing it. I want to try to reach people that don't know that they have that power inside mm-hmm. them, that they don't have to be victims.
Right. I love that.
That
Thank
they have
so
their
much.
Answer. Yeah.
Wow, this has I think been one of the most provocative and challenging shows that that we've done so far, asking those questions. And I think it's a good thing to just dive in and say we all have to do it.
You can only ask yourself one question. You don't have to ask them all, but just start with one.
Good point.
Start with one. Because one will take you to the next one, right. I promise you. You open that door, that body within will start
that
kicking
first
in.
Step, one question, yeah. One new food, yeah. One new thought.
Yep.
Yeah. All it takes is one.
It all adds up.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, thank you for coming in today. And I think these are two great shows. I hope everybody enjoyed having Marie here, as we do every single week, and having me challenge her and ask some questions. I think it is fun. And I think it's good for all of us to have these discussions that are not happening any other place. So you can have them here. Where can they reach out to you, ask questions, and make comments?
MarieNotig.com or bodywithincommunity@gmail.com.
Awesome. So have a fabulous rest of your day. Have a great week, and we will see you in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
And don't forget, MarieNotig.com.